Longtime local white supremacy sympathizer Carl Hand arrived, handing out leaflets.
Well, I didn't organize it, no. I just was invited to speak. Well, I don't see what them here. Are they here?
I don't know.
Representatives of the Detroit-based National Socialist Movement, which announced this rally, did not seem to be there. However, at least 300 counter-protesters arrived, and among the elected officials there to speak was Erie County Legislator Patrick Burke.
The reason they said they were coming here is because they needed to spread their ideology, that it wasn't popular enough in New York State. So they're coming here with that purpose. And our intention was to show that, yeah, you're right, it's not popular here and it's never going to be.
The counter-demonstration was loud but generally peaceful, with a strong Buffalo police presence keeping it that way. There was just one exception. A fistfight did break out between a man wearing a white pride t-shirt and at least two counter-demonstrators. Riley Oates put himself between the combatants to break up the melee.
You know, the Black Lives Matter try to stop a white supremacist guy. Like, even if he is a white supremacist and you disagree with that, he has every right to say what he's saying, you know?
Among the handful of people who came to hear the supposed rally was Simon Black. He told WBFO he's frustrated by the backlash he hears for suggesting all lives matter, and he's concerned for the tone being set by movements like Black Lives Matter.
Go look at Mao Zedong, go look at any of these leftists. This is the street thuggery tactics that they use to intimidate people out of the spectrum so that your voice no longer gets heard.
Black said he did not know at first of the event organizers' neo-Nazi connections and denounced them for it. No officers from National Socialist Movement ever stepped forward to speak at the event. Michael Morziak, WBFO News.